We are back on Castle Country Focus, and joining us right now over the phone, we have Misty Birch, who is the HR and Business Development Director at Castleview Hospital. Very important month as far as the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society goes. We've talked to Misty a couple of times already this month, and we're going to get an update on how things are going. Misty, first off, I appreciate you joining us over the phone. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate it.
Definitely, definitely. Again, it's been a very busy month for you guys. You've had a lot of activities, a lot of fundraising going on. How have things gone so far?
It's gone really well. We just did our cake auction. We did that yesterday, and it was a huge success. It was actually more successful than I was even hoping for. We raised a little over $1,300, and then Castleview Hospital matched a $1,400 to get us to that about $3,000 mark. So we had some companies come in. We had Castle Country RV come in. We had CNS that participated. We had so much talent from the employees that it was amazing to see their talent on the cakes. Some of the physicians came in. We had Dr. Bradshaw, who wanted to make sure he got the cake that he wanted, so he made sure to drop enough in there. We had Dr. Larson and Dr. Lauridson that came in, and we just appreciated everybody that came in and helped.
You mentioned the talent that these people have with the cakes. I mean, I was looking at some of those cakes. They're pretty phenomenal. I mean, the imagination on these cakes was pretty fantastic.
It was. I mean, we had everything from a Kit Kat Halloween cake up to some very professional decorated cakes. I think we'll probably make this an annual event. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. I think it sparked interest within the community. I think the more and more you do something like this, it's going to become a tradition for you guys, definitely. A lot of people were talking about it yesterday.
It was fun. I mean, we had people coming in out of the community, and I can't say enough for the community support and the employee support of the hospital. It was an amazing day.
Now, outside of that, you guys have an event coming up this weekend as well, Saturday, actually. You guys are going to play host to a horseshoe tournament at Washington Park, and hopefully this will bring in even more money for you.
Yes, this one will be fun. There's going to be, we have winners, and we have $100 that's going to be a cash win, and we've got, it starts at noon, registration does, and there's a lot of fun prizes that we're going to give out. And so hopefully this one will also bring in some money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Throughout the entire month, you guys have had a number of different, I guess you could call events, right, for people to kind of have some fun but at the same time raise money. I mean, it's not limited to just these two events that we're talking about.
No, we've had several other events. And then we also have, you know, just people that will go onto our website and donate money as well. We have, I mean, our team that we have is actually called Carbon and Emory County team, and then we have individual people that have signed up underneath it to kind of raise money, and this all goes for Carbon and Emory County, and we're recognized statewide when we go to the Salt Lake Walk. And my ultimate goal is to have a walk down in price, but I've got to get to where I can hit a certain amount of money fundraising so that we can have that in price as well.
Misty, last time I had you in the studio, you and I were talking about the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and this is a cause that's very dear to you. For those who are unaware of what the LLS and the events that you have and why you put these events on, I mean, tell me why. Describe to me why you guys actually put these forth and why this is such a dear cause to you.
Well, I've been involved with LLS for about 6 years. No, I'm sorry, about 8 years now, and it is close to my heart. And the biggest thing is blood cancers, there's no detection for it. And this raising of funds goes to help all of the people that have cancer, and not just, you know, the blood cancers, but there's research that's being developed and treatments that are being developed that help with other cancers as well, such as pancreatic cancer, breast cancer. Each time that they find something that treats these cancers, there's also something that helps these other cancers as well. So every 3 minutes, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. And again, there's no detection, you know, with blood cancer, and so you don't know who it's going to hit.
You mentioned every 3 minutes. I think that's a statistic that it kind of hits you in the gut when you mention that. I mean, that's rather amazing to think about. Every 3 minutes, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. That's just a mind-boggling statistic.
It is. And when you think about, like, in the 1970s for leukemia for a child, it was less than 25% that they would survive. And now, with the fundraising and with all the research that's been done, if a child gets leukemia now, it's almost in the 90% that they can survive with the research that's been done. And the research is also, we have some local researchers here that are at the Huntsman and the University of Utah that a lot of these funds go towards.
And, you know, again, in the research, it's all, I mean, the big chunk of this research is done because of fundraising, right? I mean, that's why we've had the developments that we have had over the last 30 years.
Exactly. It's all about fundraising and helping these grants go to these physicians that can develop these miracles. The last, you know, the FDA just approved one that is basically taking the HIV virus and they inject it into a person's body, and the HIV virus, which is not containing the live antibody, but it will attack the cancer cells, the leukemia cells. And so that is a new treatment for anyone who has ALL, and to have the FDA just approve that is amazing.
And I think I want to go back to something that you did talk about at the beginning of this interview. You mentioned Carbon and Emory counties, and I know people always want to know where the money is going when they are participating in fundraisers. You mentioned Carbon and Emory County, and I think it brings it just even that much closer to home.
It does. And this, so leukemia and lymphoma also helps individuals with co-pays, with education, and over the past couple of years, I don't know the patient names, they will give me statistics of who they've helped and the numbers that they've helped. And so we've helped about 17 to 18 patients each year that are in Carbon and Emory County. So that makes me feel good. And then we're doing a lot of, our honored hero is right now, go to Tate Levanger. And he's the, not just our honored hero locally, but he's the Utah honored hero. And so fundraising is done in honor of him. And we're also taking some of the funds that we're raising are going directly back to Tate as well.
Again, I know you can find some more information on Castle Country Radio's website as far as the Horseshoe Tournament, which is going to take place on Saturday. Make sure you get out for this. It's going to be a great time. Only $20 per team, and it's a double Horseshoes Tournament. So you and a friend can go out for $20. You'll have a great afternoon. Misty, I know you guys have some other events. What's the best way to go about finding out how you can help or get involved with some of the other stuff that you guys have going on with LLS?
Probably the best way is to go on to lightthenight.org. And they have several campaigns that they fundraise for, and this is the one that I do, and it's lightthenight.org, and you can search up a local team in Utah, and we have the Carbon Emory County team, and you can sign up and you can find all the information out on that website.
Misty, it's always so much fun to talk with you. Thank you again for giving us the time. Thank you for organizing the LLS. I mean, this is just a fantastic thing that you guys have done, and you've done so well. I know you set a goal of $10,000. That's where you want to get this year.
It is. $10,000 is what I want to hit. Last year, we hit about $7,500, and so I want to do a little bit higher each year.
Yeah. Well, Misty, again, thank you so much for the time today. I know we'll talk again real soon.
All right, thank you for your support.
Definitely. Again, that's Misty Burch. She's the HR and Business Development Director with Castleview Hospital, talking about the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview, just visit castlecountryradio.com.